Hey Health Junkies, Dr. Krause here. Just wanted to jump in and let you know about a new feature that I'm adding to the podcast. It's the ability to ask me questions. I've had a ton of folks tell me that they would love for me to cover their questions on the podcast, so I'm going to do it. So each week I will be adding a couple of questions that I'm going to answer to each of the podcasts. And if it's a juicy enough question, I just may dedicate a whole podcast to it. So if you're interested in asking a question, head on over to my website at drjkrausend.com. Check out a blue button on the right-hand side that says Ask a Podcast Question. Hit me up there. Or you can also access the button through my podcast notes also on my website. So head on over there, ask me some questions. I look forward to answering them soon. All right, let's get on with the podcast.
Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Jeanine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Jeanine Krause. Today's episode is all about kickstarting weight loss with red light and near infrared therapies. Now, I have talked about red light therapy before, as I use it commonly in my practice, and I go into great detail on geeking out on the red light therapy. If you want to check that out, that is episode 55 of mine, and I go into how it helps with mood and skin and pain. And I find red light therapy to be quite impressive, and the concept with weight loss is that all of our cells have receptors that take in the nanometers of wavelength of red light and near infrared, and these guys are like the red light just like touches on the receptor and kicks things into high gear in terms of metabolism. And I find it super fascinating because I've noticed reductions in pain when I've used the red light therapy in my office. I've noticed skin changes, tightening up, firming up of the skin, but I never completely thought about using this technology as a Kickstarter for weight loss till I was contacted by a gal here in Tacoma. Her name's Joetta, and she contacted me and said, "Hey, I've got this lipo melt studio here in town, and I'm using a machine with red light therapy to help melt fat." And I'm like, "What? Okay, I want to hear more about this because I believe in the technology." I mean, ever since I started reading more on NASA's research with how red light therapy was helping with pain and wound healing, I was hooked. And of course, if you listen to my episode 55, I talk all about how I use something called a Saluma device, which is made by a company called Biophotos. And what it is, it's like a red light therapy panel that I'll put over a face, or I'll put over a knee or a back or neck, depending on whoever's hurt and where. And I've even gone so far as to buy a panel to have at my home called the Juve. And I use that for workout recovery. And you know, I never really thought 100% about how it could help me boost my weight loss or boost my fat melting. And so now I'm like, okay, this is pretty cool. So in today's podcast, I'm going to be talking all about my visit with Joetta and her partner Rosie, and subjecting my esthetician Paula to the actual lipo melt therapy. Now, why didn't I do it myself? A couple reasons. One is that Paula has done multiple fat loss types of therapies in her many years of being an esthetician. She's went through the Cool Sculpting. She's went through a company called Exelis, used their machine. And so she knows a lot about the fat melting products that are out there on the market. So I wanted her to experience it firsthand. Plus she's very, very like to the point in terms of, yeah, this works. Yeah, it's a joke. And so I decided that I needed her to kind of help me with it because I already am using red light therapy. So I'm a little bit swayed in terms of like, wow, this really could be something to kickstart some weight loss. Do I think it's miraculous where it's going to drop all of your fat and melt it all right off of you in 2 seconds? heck no. And, like, you know, it's not your miracle cure in terms of you can keep eating your burgers and fries and milkshakes and this is going to keep fat off. You know, if you put crappy food in your body, you're going to get crap out and you're just not going to – it's not going to work. But when I was talking with Paula and Rosie and Joetta here at the LipoMelt studio in Tacoma, I started to think about, wait a minute here. I could see how this LipoMelt process could be a great Kickstarter for folks who are trying to lose weight or folks who are working on trying to lose weight faster. Because let's face it, a lot of us will quit our weight loss regimens because we don't see results. Females in particular, because guys can lose weight a lot faster than us. And so it's frustrating. And I'll be honest, I'm one who, you know, I struggle with my weight because I like to eat. Freaking love food. And unfortunately, I don't eat a lot of junk food, actually good food, but too much of good food even. I've said it over and over again on the podcast that I'm addicted to macadamia nuts. And fortunately, no matter how organic they are, organic doesn't mean no calories. What the heck? Oh, well, here we are. So let's talk a little bit about red light therapy so you can kind of get an idea of what the heck I'm talking about here. So red light therapy uses 635 nanometers of wavelength. So what the heck does that mean? It's red light. It's the red light that we can see. Infrared, we can't see that. Infrared is 880 nanometers that they use here in the ultimate light device for lipo-melting, so melting fat. Now, infrared is really good at boosting collagen and elastin production. And so that's why I really like using my infrared device in my office to help people with tendons and ligament injuries, because it's fabulous for that. And that's also really great for helping the skin, too, to get your skin looking nice and plumper and tighter and just kind of smoothing out the fine lines and wrinkles. And I like to use my red light therapy devices with microneedling in my office and a lot of the other different things that Paula does for my patients. So something to think about. Now, red light therapy doesn't hurt you. It's not like ultraviolet. Think of it this way. Red light is red. Ultraviolet is violet light. It's a completely different wavelength of light. And so red light is not harmful. All it's doing is stimulating your cells to act more quickly. And it can boost your energy production. It can boost your detoxification. And it boosts your process of burning what's stored in cells. And so that's how it's considered to melt fat. Now, of course, if you have cancer or things of that nature where you're actively in a disease process, like say you're battling hepatitis C or something of that nature, probably not going to be the best therapy for you right at this moment. And, you know, anyone who's pregnant, I think not a great idea to be doing these kinds of things while you're pregnant for many reasons. But cancer being the biggie, because you don't want to be speeding up metabolism of cells that you don't know what they're up to, because you want to speed the cancer up by any means. And something to think about, and this is just kind of what the gals and I were talking about when we met up at the LipoMelt studio, is that going into a LipoMelt treatment, the more hydrated you are, the better you're eating, the better your body's naturally detoxing, the better results you're going to get. And I kind of think about it, you know, in terms of my practice, you know, when I'm starting someone off on a weight loss protocol, I usually detoxify them. And so I thought, what the heck, this is great. We could detoxify patients, then put them through a LipoMelt series with the red light therapy and get them results a lot faster so that they're more committed to keeping up with the weight loss protocol. So that's kind of my idea with this. Now, I'm going to be fully honest. Paula is my guinea pig, and I'm going to do another podcast on this with Paula. I will interview her on the podcast so that you can all hear her talk. Right now, I wanted to do this pre-podcast because I wanted you to kind of know that the technology is out there, and I'm dabbling in my head how to figure out a good protocol that actually works. So I'm kind of sharing with you my thought process, and perhaps maybe someone will be inclined to, you know, try it out and let us know here how it works for them. So let's talk a little bit about the technology some more. I talked about the wavelengths and the light, but why is this ultimate light machine that's made in Germany so much more better? It's not even English. So much better than my Saluma device that is a LED, so light emitting diode red light and infrared combined therapy. Well, according to the Ultimate Light Machine folks, they are saying that they are using 5,000 LED microchips in a total of all the pads that are placed on the patient. And so that is how they're claiming it to be more intense than my Saluma device or even my Juve light panel that I have here at the house. So the more lights, the more intense. Okay, I could buy that. Plus, these are pads that wrap around you. So the Saluma can wrap around you, but it's one device versus we're talking about, let's see, how many pads? There's an abdomen pad and thigh pad, two leg pads and two arm pads. So six pads. So six panels or pads, if you will, that are being wrapped around directly in contact with your skin. So, okay, we have that in terms of being the leg up with this Ultimate Light machine. Now, I don't know any more details on the machine. I was asking Joetta and Rosie, and it sounds like they're going to have a contact conversation with the doc who created the machine. So stay tuned. I'm going to find out some more information from them because I wanted to know why is the Ultimate Light machine more intense than the devices that I have. So we will stay tuned for that for all you folks out there that like to geek out on details like me. So, like I said before, I put Paula up to this, my esthetician, so that she could try it out because she's tried things like Cool Sculpting. Cool Sculpting is the, I don't know if it's an art, I would say it is a machine that freezes fat cells and it can be extremely painful. Paula tried it. I have other patients who have tried it and it sounds awful. I wouldn't want any death processes happening in my body. I like the idea that red light therapy like enhances your cellular production. It enhances the output of your cell. So it like literally kicks your cell in the pants and says, come on, make some energy. Let's burn some calories. Let's burn what's stored in here and do this. I like that. I like that a lot better than harming body parts. And I also like it then compared to other devices that heat tissue. Paul was saying something about one of the machines, and I think it was the Exelys machine, that was heating the tissue to 41 degrees Celsius. And they were told that they can't leave the device in one area. They have to keep moving it because if you leave it in one area for too long, it heats up too much. It becomes painful. And, oh, that sounds awful. She even said that the more dehydrated that someone went into the Exelys treatment where the cells were being heated up, the more dehydrated you were going in, the more pain that you would have during the treatment. Oh, that sounds awful. That just sounds, yikes, nightmarish. So this is much more mellow. The red light therapy does not cause any pain. Yeah, it might warm you up a little bit because when I've had the different devices on me, I felt them slightly warm, but it's not out of control. Nothing that's not tolerable at all. So let's talk about the procedure because I stood by while Paula was getting this whole thing done and I think it's important to kind of share how it breaks down. So she went into it very hydrated. She did not drink alcohol the night before, nor is she going to drink alcohol for a while after this because I want her cells working extra, like, overtime to kind of get that fat out of there, get it metabolized. But also I want her liver not to be bogged down, which is hugely important when you're going into these lipo-melting treatments. You don't want your body all toxic. Where's the junk going to go? You want it to be able to be cleared from the system. Plus, you want to be eating that, you know, good whole foods. So we'll talk about that in a second. So Paula went in nice and hydrated. And the first thing that happened is she had her arms, her chest, her abdomen, her hips, and her thighs all measured so that there was some documentation in terms of, okay, this is your starting size. And then at the end of the treatment, they measure you again so that you can see what happened in that one treatment, which I find pretty darn cool because most of these other treatments, you're just kind of gauging by what your body looks like and going, oh, I don't know. Did something happen? I have no idea. I guess my pants fit better. You know, same with like the body wraps and the body slimming types of things too. You have no idea really if you're losing inches or if anything's moving whatsoever. But measurement is key. And I'm talking like they're on it with the measurement. They're putting a little marker mark where they measured. So they're going exactly to the same spot after the treatment as they measure before the treatment. So that's pretty cool. Then next, you got to go down to your underwear. And let's put it this way. Red light cannot get through your clothes. So don't wear your granny panties to your lipo melt treatment. You want to wear, you know, a bikini maybe, one of your skimpier items you have, or maybe one of your thinner pants. I told the gals they needed the disposable thongs, and they laughed at me. But hey, the disposable thongs are like string thongs, so you get your butt exposed to the whole panel. And, you know, if I was going in for it, I would want to be everything exposed as much as I can. So there you have it. You want your booty to get that light. Because let's put it this way. If you touch your thighs and your skin right now where you have a little bit more weight or you have maybe some cellulite, it's going to be cold to the touch. I can guarantee you. Unless you're sitting in a room that's like 105. Okay, well, all right, fine. But any area that you have cellulite, your body's done forgot about that area. And metabolism, circulation, all that stuff is not happening. It is like the storage shed. If you have a storage unit, it is like that storage unit that you keep paying for, but you forgot about. It's cold, it's dark in there, and you haven't been in there in years, and your body's forgot about it. So that is where this is like key. It's going to go after that stuff. So she gets to lay down on a table that's much like the acupuncture tables I have, a massage table, if you will. It's the same darn thing. She's going to be laying face up, and she's wrapped in these pads. Her arms are wrapped, her thighs are wrapped, her abdomen's wrapped, and her, So each individual leg was wrapped, and then kind of like her butt and her abdomen were wrapped. If you're smaller, there's more area to be covered because the pads are a certain size. If you're bigger, they're going to have to spot treat a little bit. But that's okay. You know, get some areas going more and then move on from there. She also got a face mask put on, and she looked like she was going to go fencing. It was kind of interesting. There are pictures online that you can see all of this. I didn't post Paula, but there are photos at lipomelt.com. They show you exactly what it looks like with someone with all the pads on. But nevertheless, she looked like she was going to go fight someone in the fencing universe. But she's laying there. She said she was comfortable, put a blanket over her. She got some nice calming music, and she chilled for 20 minutes. And when we came back in the room, she was like, wow, that was 20 minutes. You know, she was like, I was just starting to get relaxed. So there you have it. She had no pain whatsoever. It was 20 minutes with the lights on her skin, like directly to her skin. They were wrapped right over it and took them off. I didn't see any redness. There was no sign, you know, that anything was amiss. So measurements were taken after the pads were taken off. And then she automatically got some water to drink because they are making sure you are drinking your water to be hydrated, because if you're going to get your cellular metabolism going and you're going to get your cells pumping, you got to be hydrated. Which, by the way, for a lot of you who are struggling with weight loss, hydration is key. Your cells can't do their job if you are not hydrated. So you drink some water, and then the interesting part comes in. She gets to get on this vibration exercise machine. So like literally, you've probably seen them, you know, at certain fairs or things of that nature. And you stand on it, and it just starts shaking you, which looks kind of crazy. But the folks at Lipo Melt in Tacoma have the Trio 2 by VMAX Fitness. They even showed me the handout that came with the device, and it was showing how you could do a full-on workout on this machine that vibrates. It's pretty trippy. I jumped on it myself just to see what it was like. It shakes you. It feels like someone shaking you. I don't know what else to say. But physiologically, what it's doing, it's helping with lymphatic drainage because it's like shaking your body and kind of moving things downward on you. It's creating a little bit of a gravity type of reaction. I could say it would be really great for folks who aren't super physically fit, maybe folks who are older, who have osteoporosis or osteopenia, so bone issues, losing some bone mass and need that help. I guess one of the gals, I can't remember which gal, if it was Joetta or Rosie at LipoMelt, was saying that the VMAX machine was created after some NASA technology for astronauts to help with maintaining their bone density while in space, because without any gravity there, it's hard for those bones. So anyway, it was kind of interesting. The vibration machine was a trip, I will say that. Very interesting. So she's on that for 10 minutes after the 20-minute light therapy. Then there's some more water going on while she's on that. Then she wraps her abdomen with this compression neoprene wrap, which is supposed to get her to sweat. I believe the name of the device was the Sweet Sweat. And so she wraps that, and then they advise her to take milk thistle. Milk thistle is an herb that helps to detoxify the liver. And so this is what every single treatment would be like. Now, in terms of that compression neoprene wrap, she can wear it as much or as little as she wants, but she's advised to wear it daily to help with getting her to sweat, so heating up that area of her abdomen in particular. So kind of cool. We'll see how it works for her, because she is now on day two because she had her treatment done actually yesterday. So this is a fresh podcast. Like, I didn't want to forget a thing, so I decided to go after it right away for you. All right, so what happens after the treatment? Now, what she's supposed to do is get a treatment 2 to 3 times a week, with 6, 12, or 20 treatments being kind of what's recommended based on the person. Now, they're saying that in 6 treatments, you can get some pretty significant results, which I find that pretty cool. And if you do 3 a week, I mean, that's 2 weeks and you can see results. I don't think a lot of my patients even see results with weight loss in, you know, sometimes in a month with, you know, a lot of the different things that they're doing. Now, yes, if you go on some of the protein, you know, shakes like Ideal Protein and things of that, yeah, you can see results happen quicker. I am not typically in the business of quick weight loss and drastic fast weight loss with patients. I want them to create healthy habits. I want it to be weight loss that's going to maintain for life. So that's kind of how I roll. But I'll be honest, it's not, you know, it's not easy. And most people who are in my office, we are trying to figure out why they're not losing weight, because they've come to me after there's been multiple fails. Let's put it that way in terms of weight loss. I get the tough cases. And so this is why I'm thinking that this might be something that could help folks feel a little bit more positive, feel a bit happier about where they're headed here. So 2 weeks and you can see results. That's pretty cool. I'd like to see what Paula gets. Now, Paula lost 1 inch from her waist and 2 4/16 total loss in one treatment. So 2 inches and 2 4/16. I know this sounds weird, but it is what it is. I'm happy that she had some success in treatment number one. In fact, she had said to me while we were walking to our cars afterwards, she said, you know, I've had a lot of fat loss and different types of treatments over the years and body slimming wraps and all these different things. And she said, you know, I've never really had the numbers laid out to me. And she's like, I actually do feel better. Hey. So we will see. Now, after all that being said, you know, and seeing her quick results, I thought, okay, this definitely has to be something that we consider incorporating into the office. But here's the thing. With anything, you get out what you put in, right? And so Paula has now been instructed that she's got to go through a detox. Now, I probably should have thought about a detox prior to this for her, but it was her birthday. I wasn't going to do that to her. That's evil. Don't put someone on a detox during their birthday. Do whatever you want during your birthday. It's your birthday. So that being said, she's doing her detox afterwards. So she was given a 7-day detox by MLIS, M-L-I-S. Check out my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com, and I've got it all broken down there for you if you want to see what the MLIS detox is. But it's a 7-day detox. They have a green drink with it, and they have a set of herbs for colon cleansing and things of that nature, which are pretty cool. I actually have done the detox multiple times myself, and I really like the herbs. I don't like the green powder drink. It's too sweet for me, but some of my patients really like it, and Paula said she would try to choke it down. So I will update you on how that goes. I'm totally not selling the green drink part of this detox, but you can make your own green drinks. You don't have to use the powders. I do it every morning. I've got 6 to 8 cups of either romaine or whatever type of lettuce I've got in the house, kale, spinach, you name it. celery, anything that's green, cucumber. If it's in my house and it's green, it goes into my smoothie. Mint, lemon balm, all kinds of fun stuff. But anyway, that's the idea. We've got this 7-day detox that she's going through right now to help her to kind of boost her weight loss. So she's going to get a couple of treatments a week. I'm not sure if she can make all three, but we'll see what happens. And I'm hoping to try to get those 6 treatments in within 2 weeks, and then I can report back to you along with Paula as to how things went down. So after all, red light therapy is boosting metabolism, right? Like I mentioned before. And your body really does need the way to detox all of this. I just talked about a liver and colon cleanse by Emlis. But you also have to think about the lymphatic system and the kidneys too. And so this is keeping yourself hydrated, doing dry brushing on a daily basis, and maybe considering having B vitamins, like a super B complex type of thing, or a multivitamin that's got a high dose of B vitamins in it. I had recommended to Paula to do twice daily multivitamin by Designs for Health. That's my favorite multi. It's 2 pills. You get a ton of B vitamins in it, especially B12 and folate, because a lot of folks have genetic mutations where they're not able to make B12 and folate properly and detoxify properly. And so it's a long, complicated mutation that I don't want to go into. It's not even, I dumbed it down big time. But that mutation is pretty common. And that's one of the reasons why some of us just get so toxic so quick. And so thinking about having a multivitamin that has a methyl folate type of folate in it and a methyl B12 or just some sort of non-folic acid vitamin. So avoid folic acid vitamin, get folate. Now, the other biggie, like I mentioned, is Paula is going to be doing the green drinks. And after she's off those 7 days of green drinks, I'm going to have her eating 6 to 8 cups of greens or green veggies a day and trying to focus on some of the cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli family, and some beets, because those guys are awesome for clearing out your liver. Now, Paula will tell you she eats beets every single day. She's a trooper. But this 6 to 8 cups, she was like, whoa, that's a lot. It is. I have to mix it into soups and smoothies throughout the day to be able to get it in, but it can be done. It's not so hard once you get into the habit. Same thing with eating healthy. It's not hard once you get into the habit. So that Emlis detox kit, you can get it online at mlis.com. It retails for about $70, but it's worth it because everything's together. They've got a plan. They tell you exactly how to do things. You do not need to make their lemonade that they mention. Don't do that. But if you get the kit, you'll see what I mean. But after those 7 days, what do you do? Well, what I've done with Paula is I've recommended that she follow the Whole 30 protocol. What the Whole 30 protocol does is it helps you to eat closest to nature. Go over to Whole30.com. You'll see recipes. You'll see all kinds of stuff. It's super popular. It's just eating clean. It's not eating processed foods, not drinking alcohol, not eating a ton of sugar, actually not eating any sugar in this case. So it's a really good whole foods protocol. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to have her do the detox. We're going to have her jump into the whole foods protocol. She's going to be off of alcohol. She's going to be off of coffee. She's going to be no sodas, no diet sodas, none of that stuff. She's going to be drinking water and herbal teas, and she's going to be doing these red light therapy treatments. And so I can't wait to let you know how that goes. Now, another thing that I thought about when I was sitting in the office with the LipoMelt ladies is a kit that I have called the Emlis Cellulite Soothing Kit. And it has items in it so that you can help to work on circulation to your tissues. And so I thought of it as, okay, well, you can't have the red light therapy on you every single day. What about using these creams to help to enhance circulation to your cellulite while you're trying to detoxify and burn that fat? So now I'm going to also have Paula applying these items to her abdomen, to her legs, to her arms, to see if that too can help to jumpstart this whole process. And if it works, I am going to be making sure I do this protocol with a whole bunch of people. But first, we need to see if it works. And for those of you out there who are kind of like, wow, I totally want to try this, go for it. I'd love to hear how it goes. This is open to anyone. This information, I do this so that I can share it with everybody. And MLIS has something called Cellulite Smoothing Kit. It's MLIS.com. Head over there and just look for their Cellulite Smoothing Kit. It's under the tab for contour. MLIS also has a cream that you can put on for a body wrap to lose inches. I say skip over that and do the red light therapy. It's cleaner. It's not so messy. And the technology on the red light therapy and the infrared is just stronger than using creams that we have to try to imagine that it's going to get driven into your body. Now, I did play with this. And full disclosure here, I did use the MLIS cellulite cream that's supposed to be used with their wraps. But instead, what I did is I put it over my body and then I put my Saluma red light therapy device on and it heated up. Like, I was kind of warm. Like, the ingredients in that cellulite smoothing cream did activate even more than when I'd had them on before for just a plain wrap. So there's something to it, but it's messy. So I think the red light therapy is the way to go. It's just not a pain in the butt and not as messy. So Paula is going to go through this protocol of red light therapy, hopefully up to 3 times a week for 2 weeks, along with the detox for 7 days and using the bio-slimming, so I keep calling it bio-slimming, the smoothing cellulite cream, and we're going to see how she does. And then we're going to have her go through the whole 30 and see what happens. Now me, I'm going to do the same thing starting here in a couple of weeks. I have some travel here a little bit, so it's going to be, I won't be able to get in and do the red light therapy treatments sequentially like you need to get results in a Kickstarter type of plan. So I will also be playing with it, and I plan to report back to you with Paula in an interview, and the two of us will be able to tell you what happened and how it went down. So just to let you know, if you are having trouble writing down all of the tidbits that I just spewed at you, you can head on over to drjkrausnd.com. In my podcast notes, I will have the protocol as we laid it out for the experiment. And if you feel like an experimenting along with us, make some comments, send me an email. I'd love to hear if you try it out wherever you are and see how it goes. I have included in my podcast show notes the ultimate light machine and information on LipoMelt. If you're in Tacoma, go on and see Joetta and Rosie. They're fabulous gals. Great little studio in the Proctor neighborhood of Tacoma. And if you don't have a LipoMelt in your area, well, I would recommend doing a little research on the Ultimate Light Machine and see if anything pops up. Celluma, C-E-L-L-U-M-A, is what I use at my office. J-O-O-V-V is the Juve, the body panel that I have at my house. These are other options that could be useful. They're just, you know, not going to be applied directly to your skin like the pads are, and there's not as many lights in these devices, but I don't see any negatives to not using those if you wanted to try to do it at home and see how it goes. But I do think that folks need to have a detox. I think that folks should be eating, you know, as many greens as possible and being as healthy as possible. And of course, exercising. You know, there's the vibration machine that the gals do, but I was also thinking about what if folks were to do some sort of exercise right after the light therapy, some type of jumping jacks, you know, like a little cardio or HIIT routine. I don't know, just a thought. So there's lots of different things that we could play with, and I am definitely going to be experimenting with this, because if I can get patients to have a jump start to their weight loss routine, I truly believe that they will stick with it longer. And so this could be the key to getting folks on the right straight and narrow path towards ultimate health and wellness, and of course, weight loss. So there you have it. Little food for thought there today. So if you're looking into all of these and you want more information, like I said before, head over to drjkrausnd.com and give me a shout. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know what you think of the podcast and any questions that you have if you are dabbling in trying to kickstart some weight loss and wanting to use light therapy. Alrighty. You have survived another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for tuning into The Health Fix, the podcast all about taking control of your health, rebelling against aging, and having fun every day. A lot of patients ask me, do you think I'm aging too fast? So, I created an evaluation checklist for you to see for yourself. Plus, I created a resource guide to help you slow down the aging process right now. You can find it for free on my website, drjkrausend.com. If you like this podcast, help get the word out to others by liking it and rating it. If you'd like more natural health tips and want to join our Facebook community where I interact daily, click on the join group button on our website at drjkrausend.com.